Hello and welcome to our study today. We're going to be studying a important subject of the Bible, and it may not sound very necessary right now, but it really is. It is a necessary lesson, and we want to get into it right now, and we're going to turn in our Bibles to Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read about the works of the flesh. And one in particular that perhaps is a little bit overlooked or ignored. And so let's begin reading in Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse number 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now there are two areas of our lives. There is the fleshly area of our life, and then there is the spiritual. When we follow the Bible, we are focusing upon the spiritual things of life. And so he says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why shouldn't we do that? Well, here's why. Verse 17 of Galatians 5. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And so they're at odds with one another. And the spiritual things must win out over the fleshly things. It says in verse 18, but if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law of Moses. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now this is very important to read the lust of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. There's our subject for study today is witchcraft. It is a work of the flesh. Reading on, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Witchcraft is an area of this people's lives that will keep them out of heaven. Very serious. Those who practice witchcraft will be lost. Now these warnings of witchcraft go way back in the Old Testament. They go back, and let's read one here from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, where it says this, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, offering your children as sacrifice, or that useth divination, that's witchcraft, or observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. So the witchcraft and black magic and speaking to the dead, calling up the dead, necromancer, sorcery, which has to do with potions and curses, God does not accept that. Even though it goes way back in time, God does not accept it. He didn't accept it then, and he certainly does not accept it now. In Exodus chapter 22, when the law was given, notice what is said in Exodus 22 and verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Now, the early pilgrims of America, of course, were very strict on the matter of witchcraft. In Salem, Massachusetts, there were about 20 people who were put to death because it was believed that they were practicing witchcraft. And they believed that you either burned a witch or you drowned a witch or you hung a witch. And so there's a lot of witchcraft going on even today. Now, I'm not saying these programs are sinful to watch, but just notice that there are many, many witches on television, such as Bewitched, a program that used to be on back in the 60s and 70s. Then there are the movies, Harry Potter, very, very popular, but it's about witchcraft. The Sorcerer's Stone. The Wizard of Oz had witches in it. A very popular movie being played now is Hocus Pocus. And so many more were very popular. There's even songs about witches. And psychics. Psychics has to do with these mystic, mysterious powers. And so there's been psychic hotlines. Palm readers are often seen in cities. People are using zodiacs, Ouija boards. Have you ever used a Ouija board? Have you ever told someone the sign or the constellation under which you were born? Did you know you are involving yourself in these very things? Astrology and zodiacs and Ouija boards. It is amazing that people actually believe psychics have powers. Even the police force has sometimes tried to use psychics to solve a crime. And not only that, but there's these superstitions that are widely practiced that people believe in. They believe in the power of a black cat walking across your path, and you don't cross that path of the black cat because you'll have bad luck. There are people who wish upon a star. That's a part of this superstitious belief. They believe a broken mirror brings 7 years bad luck. And the original idea there was that your image was in the mirror. And when the mirror is broken, your person will find bad luck. And then there's the Friday 13. I believe there was a movie named after Friday the 13th. And so a lot of these superstitions are related to the mystic beliefs of psychics. And then, of course, there's Satanism. And people believe that Satan is more powerful than God. And then there's the occult, the hidden, mysterious powers. Even rock bands bear the names of these beliefs, Black Sabbath, Marilyn Manson. There are many, many facets of this. There are, of course, the tarot cards, the seances. Have you ever been a part of a seance? The signs of the constellations. There's even a cereal called Lucky Charms. People believe that wearing garlic will keep evil spirits away, and trinkets, pendants, that there are powers in pendants and stones. It's very possible that many listening today have done some of those very things we're talking about. You have been influenced by someone at school or a friend to participate in a seance or use a Ouija board, or someone has read the lines on the palms of your hand and told you that you'll live a long life because you have a long wrinkle in your hand. And there are many people who follow these superstitious practices, and they're very popular. And they're very popular among young people. 73% of young people have engaged in some type of psychic activity, palm reading, fortune telling. Well, the Bible says this is a work of the flesh. The Bible says that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let's study the Bible a little bit about this today. In Leviticus 19 and verse 31, let's pay attention to what the Bible says. It says in this passage, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." God said in the long ago in the Old Testament, if you seek after them, you are defiled. Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? In Leviticus 20 and verse 6, "The soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people." And so you see, this is very serious. Familiar spirits means talking to the dead. A wizard is someone who has mystic powers, magical powers. And there was even one of those people in the New Testament, Simon the Sorcerer, who believed he had some great power. And so we need to understand this is very serious. And God is opposed to it. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, when Saul disobeyed God and did not obey fully what God said, listen to what God says in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 23. He said, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And so disobedience and rebellion to God is as the sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft is a sin. And God does not want us to sin. God despises it. And so this mystical power believes there's some other, or this mystical belief believes there's some other power besides the power of God. And that is a sin. And that is not true. Christians cannot believe in spells and magical powers. That's not what God wants us to do. Now let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. And let's read verses 13 and 14. And let's see what the Bible says here about this matter. "So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse." What happened to Saul? God destroyed him in that battle. Why did he destroy him? Because he sought someone that had a familiar spirit and not God. He didn't seek God. We've got to seek God, beloved. We don't need to be seeking mystical powers, people who say they can speak to the dead, and, things connected with ghosts and spirits beyond this physical world. And it just gets worse as time goes by. Funny, many people will believe crazy ideas. Isn't it weird that people will believe crazy ideas about a horseshoe and about a black cat, but they won't believe in God? Isn't that strange to you that people are like that? They'll believe with all their heart in these magical powers and then will not believe in God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 33 and read verses 7 through 3 through 7. 2 Chronicles 33, 3 through 7. It says, "For he built the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam and made groves and worshiped all the host of heaven and served them." This is a king of Judah. "Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said in Jerusalem, shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven." That's this witchcraft we're talking about. "In the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirit and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made, in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever." And so Manasseh did evil things. He put his magical powers and his beliefs in familiar spirits in place of where God's name should be. And so it just got worse and worse. He put it in the temple. And this is why we do not want to practice witchcraft. It doesn't lead to good. Now, we can go on and on and read more, but I do want to read from Acts chapter 8 of a man who was practicing this kind of thing, and yet he was converted. This is what we need to do. If you're involved in witchcraft, you need to be converted like Simon was. Now, Philip took the gospel into Samaria. And Acts 8 and verse 12, Acts 8 and verse number 9, "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God." See that? It robs God of his honor. And they begin to exalt the man. Verse 11, "And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." God's power is greater. "Then Simon himself, who was the sorcerer, who had put himself up as some great power of God. Then Simon the sorcerer himself," verse 13, "believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs that were done." People in these belief systems need to be converted. They need to be converted. And they can be converted. And even in Acts 19, people repented of these things. And they burned their magical books. Listen to this. In Acts 19, beginning in verse number 13, "There were certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preach. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. And many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. They counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Beloved, that's what people need to do. They need to turn away from these curious arts and practices and beliefs and the black magic. You know, the Bible says in Revelation 21 and 8 that those who practice sorceries are going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, these practices, let me mention a few more now. These practices have been around a long time. They're dangerous and they're sinful. They have the interest of many, many people. Superstitions and myths, tales. Bible warns against believing old wives' tales in 1 Timothy 4, 7. Tales that are not based on fact. When someone sneezes, another person will say, "Bless you." You know where that started? That started in France, I understand. Someone sneezed, you believe you were going to sneeze part of your soul out or part of your spirit out. And so "God bless you" would help keep that from happening. Then knock on wood. There was a god of the wood. And when you knocked on the wood, you were recognizing that god of the wood. So that's all superstition. We need to give that up. Groundhog Day. If a groundhog sees a shadow, winter will either last this long or that long. That's all superstition. People cross their fingers and believe, "Well, if I cross my fingers, you know, I've done a King's X. I've made a cross on my fingers. And so I don't have to tell the truth," or something of that nature. Walking under a ladder, bad luck. Who made that rule up? Where is that rule written? Does anybody know where that's written? You know, these things are just passed down by word of mouth. They're not in the Bible. We don't need to trust in some saying, wives' tale, that someone has come up with. Breaking a mirror will cause 7 years bad luck. Where did that come from? Who made up that rule? Opening an umbrella indoors, that's bad luck, somebody says. Don't open an umbrella inside of a house or inside of a building. Bad luck. Who makes that up? Where did that come from? How do you substantiate that? Then people have a lucky penny. You know, years ago, in the 1950s, people had these, they called them penny loafers. And in that penny loafer, it had a little place where you could put a penny. And people would wear a coin there. As if that penny, that lucky penny, you found that penny, it was lucky. Who come up with that? Who made that a lucky penny? And then, brethren, be careful now. I haven't seen a chain letter in a long time. But these chain letters go around. If you don't send this, if you receive a letter and then you don't send 7 letters out or something of that nature, then something bad's going to happen to you. Beloved, don't believe that. That's superstition. Finding a 4-leaf clover. I don't know how many times people have been in the clover patch looking for a 4-leaf clover so that they could have some good luck. These are superstitions, and there are many of them in sports. Many superstitions in sports. Don't do certain things. Speak to a pitcher who has a no-hitter going, you'll jinx him. You know, this is all hogwash. There's no power in any of that. Beloved, we need to follow the Spirit of God. We need to follow the Bible and not give in to the lust of the flesh. Do not give in to these worldly things and this witchcraft, beloved. It's very dangerous. Let's listen to the Bible. Obey the Bible. Do what the Bible says. so that we might be pleasing unto God. Thank you for tuning in today. May God bless you. Continue to study your Bible and pray. Hope to see you next time.